We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you guys.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Sidewalk.
On the Sidewalk.
We are in a studio, finally.
We're back, you guys. We're back together in New York City.
Yeah, Cash has made her way to New York.
On the East Coast. Baby.
Finally.
What a time to be alive.
And what did you just tell me at the coffee shop?
About what?
About New York.
You guys, like, I feel like this trip is like my, I'm okay. You know, like not living here. I was very, very sad. Like when I first landed, I was like, why did I ever leave this city? The sun was shining. Everybody was waving. The dogs were dancing. Like it literally felt like a movie. Like one of those like, yeah. Da, da, da. But I think like I am okay not living here. Like it just feels weird though when people are like, you don't live here. I'm like, oh, I have to admit that like I live in Vegas. That was probably the most embarrassing thing for me. But yeah, I think I'm okay.
Oh,
I miss it though. I do.
Yeah. But have you publicly said to anyone where you're going to move now?
No.
Oh.
Because this is my thing. If I tell like my following or whatever, I want to move at this time or I want to move to the city, when are you moving to such and such? How long are you going to be? Like, I just don't want to be pressured or reminded, especially because I might change my mind. You know this.
Like, we know.
Okay.
We know that you, she doesn't want to be locked down anymore.
I don't want to be
locked
down.
No commitments.
No commitment ever.
Yeah, what did we talk about in the last episode about the GovBall story? People love the GovBall story.
The GovBall story was actually very good.
I wanted to give them an update because last night I finally slid into the older brother's DMs.
Okay. Okay, yes.
Literally last night when I was—
I thought you were already going to do that.
I was, but then I chickened out and I never did it.
Got you. Okay.
This was literally at the Yankees game last night.
And what?
I found the courage. Nothing. Nothing yet. Yeah.
It was last night. Like, it's fine.
But, like, he didn't leave me on red, but, like, he just might not have red receipts on.
I feel like on Instagram, that's not possible.
No, you can't. You can turn them off.
What?
Yeah, you can turn them off now.
You have to teach me how.
Oh, they updated that, like, last year.
What? That's freaking crazy.
Yeah, it's not looking good, guys, because he watched my story, so he probably saw the message. But, like, why follow me back and why watch my stories and like my stuff if you're not going to reply if I DM you?
I've stopped trying to understand men. I just always chalk it up to there's something wrong with them and then I just never think about it.
He's just not all the way there. It can't be me.
Or we can just take it from, you know, that like movie from the early 2000s. He's just not that into you.
I think he lives in like New York, but also Miami. Like he splits time.
Yeah.
So like I saw that he posted like geotagged in New York and I was like, okay, this is my chance to slide. But even if he lives halfway in Miami, like what am I going to do with that anyway? I'm not going to date him.
I mean, you're not looking for your husband. And a weekend in Miami could be nice.
I'm always, you know, casually, lightly looking for my husband.
Exactly. But not every man needs to be your husband.
No, I know.
Like, some men are just like funsies.
But I'm just saying, like, what are we going to have a long distance relationship?
No, because not every person that you talk to needs to be your boyfriend.
I'm just saying, if we happen to fall in love.
But you probably won't because he splits his time in Miami.
Whatever. I was trying to segue into long distance relationships.
Oh my God.
And being like, and you're not like, going to marry him. I'm like, I'm just trying to get to the long distance, bitch.
Oh, sorry. So the topic today.
The topic today is long distance relationships.
The LDRs, man.
If you would move for love. Honestly, okay. I've been in, I guess, 1.5 long distance relationships.
What is, I'm sorry.
The half was.
Yeah.
The half was a situationship, a long distance situationship.
Okay.
He lived in Atlanta. I mean, he still lives there as far as I know. And we would see each other like once a month-ish.
Yeah.
I don't think I would move for a relationship unless the relationship wouldn't be the main thing. Like if I was going to move, it would have to be because I wanted to move to that city or I wouldn't like had an opportunity there like job-wise. And then you just also happened to live there. Mm. Like I would never be like, I'm going to move just because you live here.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of a situation I mean, obviously there's those few stories, but I've never heard of a woman moving for a man and it's gone well.
And it worked out.
I've literally never heard of that. Even if they've like stayed together, there's always some type of like 5 years later, well, I moved for you. Or like, you know, it's brought up in some way or held on to. And I've just never heard of it working out ever. Me, I personally would not move for a man. It's kind of like what you're saying. Like if there's always a job or whatever. And people are always shocked by that answer because I'm always so willing to move. I'm like, yeah, I'm willing to move when I get bored and I want to move somewhere. But I've never moves for a man. But then people tell me, they're like, you're so easygoing about moving. If it doesn't work out, you would just move. I'm like, but the fact that I moved for a man, I could never.
Yeah, I just don't like that. Like, and then you're kind of like, not trapped. Obviously, you could move back. But if you move in, I think if you move for someone, you guys are probably moving in together. Because why am I going
to
move?
Do you know those stories of when you don't do that? You move to another city, you get your own apartment, and
that's
you just
crazy.
Don't live together.
But that's crazy. Because I'm like, if I'm going to move for you,
yeah,
what are we doing? Mm-hmm. I'm going to live 10 minutes away in an apartment complex?
Right. You pay for it.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No. So then it's like, okay, then I move for you. Then I'm there jobless, friendless. Like, I have nothing. You're my whole world there because I don't know anyone else in this bumfuck town.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me moving to, like, Illinois or something. I don't know why I picked Illinois. But, like...
God.
I mean, I guess it could be Chicago. But anyways, I'm just saying. I don't want to be, like, isolated and alone and, like, you're my only lifeline there. Because that's just never going to end well.
I also just... I just don't really believe in long-distance relationships. So I don't think it even would have gotten to a point of having a conversation of moving for a man. Because if he lived in a different city, we probably wouldn't be dating.
Wait, why don't you believe? Like, what do you mean?
I feel like I'm just too old for a long distance relationship, in my opinion. Like, what are we doing? You live there, I live here. What's going on? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Oh. I don't really know how else to describe it. I just wouldn't do a long distance relationship.
I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying I don't get the too old for it part.
Oh, because I just think, like, I want to live my life now, like, in the now. Okay, prime example. So sorry to bring this up if you're listening, my best friend. Her boyfriend lives in London.
Right.
She lives in D.C. Like, I just feel like so much of her life is spent on the phone with her boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, so many moments that he's not actually a part of that right. She's trying to fill him in on and have him be a part of it. Like, he's telling her jokes that is going on with his friends and she doesn't know his friends. And
right.
I just feel like you're not actually living life at that point. And my point of being too old is like, I want to experience life. I want to have different moments. Like I'm about to be in my 30s and I want to actually experience my 30s instead of spending half of my 30s talking to my boyfriend on the phone.
No, you know I get mean? That part. That is so true too. Cause it's like you put so much energy into like trying to make the relationship like not something that it's not, but just like trying to be somewhat present in the relationship and in your actual life.
Exactly.
Because they're two separate things.
Yeah.
And if you're not on the FaceTime every day, then you're flying. Like, you're always at the airport, and then it's expensive. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of mental and emotional energy spent yeah. trying to fix it.
It takes a lot to have that, to feel like you're connected when you're so far away.
I know. And so it's like, and then, I mean, I've never done an international. That's crazy. Like, it's one thing to, like, okay, I was dating someone in California. That's a time difference and it's a 6-hour flight. Like, that's far enough. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and the time difference might not seem like that much. It's like, okay, it's just 3 hours. You guys are both still in the, like, those 3 hours are annoying.
Yeah.
Like, whenever he was trying to go to sleep or, like, I was trying to go to sleep, it was just a mess. And I was just like, this is, it's hard. So I am okay with a long distance relationship if there is an angle, like a date. Like, I need a plan.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be in a long distance relationship. Like, you just live in Atlanta and I just live here.
And we'll figure it out eventually.
Like, no. No, 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 no.
I don't necessarily love that.
No. How do you feel about moving in? Like, would you move in with someone without
a ring?
A ring. A commitment?
I've never lived with a man.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, with my ex, we were talking about moving in together, like about getting an apartment and stuff. Thank God I didn't do that, y'all. But I don't know. I feel like if I am in love, right, and I miss this person all the time and
right.
we're hanging out a bunch, we should live together. But you know what we talked about last week, like I don't believe in doing certain things if the title's just girlfriend. So I think, I don't know. I think I would be down to live with my boyfriend, but I would still want some boundaries until there's a ring. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want to get married. Who freaking knows, man? I think
a lot of unknowns.
There's so many unknowns. I feel like I can't really like say I won't do this or I won't do that because it really depends on who you're dating and your relationship dynamic.
Right. So, yeah. I think because I have lived with someone twice, not someone twice, two different boyfriends.
Yeah.
Two different live-in boyfriends. Now I'm at the point where I'm okay saying like, I don't think I'm going to do that again. Obviously, there's some exceptions, of course, whatever. But I just feel like now that I am older, like I'm like the next person I live with is going to be my husband. I'm not living with any other boyfriends because for what?
I agree. Also, since you're on like you have like a marriage mindset and you're on like a serious relationship mindset, it makes sense that you're thinking like that.
Yeah.
You
but
know what I mean? Like if you're like, I'm just having fun, you could move in with Jimmy and not care. But I feel like it makes sense. Like you're like, I'm dating for a reason. I want to meet my person.
Yeah. I think it's also like just the more I like come into my own and like get comfortable being alone and like being by myself and having my own space, the more I don't want anybody in it.
That makes sense.
Because why am I like now I have this great little bubble that's just mine and I'm like, I don't need to live with you.
Yeah.
Like we could see each other four times a week. We can have sleepovers, but like I need my space. And even when I do live with someone again, I would like my own space of some sort. So I guess we won't be living here.
Yeah, that's very true. It's weird because my parents, they have very different aesthetics. My mom is like very like feng shui, colors, patterns. My dad is like bachelor man, leather couches. He likes a leopard rug, like just random, you know? And my parents have very different styles. So my dad needs a man cave. My mom needs an art space. It just makes sense. So I think that's probably the only way to live with someone or even to get married with someone. You need your own spaces.
I mean, yeah, that's like something that I feel like people don't talk about. It's like when you combine your like stuff, I'm just really weird about my stuff. I don't like people touching my stuff. I like my own stuff. And I'm just like, and I get if I marry someone that's also particular and likes their stuff, like I get where you're coming from because same. Yeah. But then it's like how we're not the same person. I don't know how people make decisions about interior design.
I know.
With like a man in their apartment.
Because then like wall colors is like a fight.
There's so many things. Yeah. And if you have a whole house, I can't even imagine.
I know.
Like just doing an apartment, it's like you have to argue over like obviously pick your battles. But it's like if you don't want something to go somewhere and then you have to compromise, you just have to look at that painting on the wall there forever just because you have to. Like, oh,
yeah.
Painful. I don't miss that. That was like my favorite part about getting my own place. I was like, I don't have to ask anyone's opinion for anything and I can put anything anywhere I want it. Mm. And everything could be hot pink if I wanted it to be.
Yeah, true.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like dad. Visit minkycouture.com or stop by a store near you and give dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
I feel like with moving for someone, like you kind of touched on this, but like you were talking about if you move for someone, I'm talking about if someone moves for you, like that's kind of a lot of pressure too. Because like my first boyfriend was like, I don't really want to live in New York, but I want to be with you. So I'm going to move for you. And I was like, I don't want you to move for me. Mm. I want you to move for yourself. Because then that's going to come back in my face later, like you said, and be like, I move for you. Luckily, he never threw that in my face. but I did feel like a little bit of pressure to make things work. Because I'm like, this man moved here for me.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't feel that pressure at all. You chose to move. If you hate it or we break up, that has literally nothing to do with me. And I know maybe that's like very selfish of me to say, but like I wouldn't feel any pressure.
No,
I would definitely say like I'm not your whole world. Please find some reason other than me to want to move here.
Right.
But if he says, I love you and I mean, hopefully it works out, but I just don't think that has anything to do with you.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
But it does put like a weird pressure on like the situation, the relationship, even though I'm like, it's not my fault. You made the choice.
It's literally not my business.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And I told him before he even moved, I was like, I just want you to like, I will be going to New York regardless. I want you to come to that decision on your own and like leave me out of it, basically.
Yeah.
And he decided, he was like originally from New York too, so he had family here. So it wasn't like just me, which made me feel a little bit better. But yeah, both of the reasons why I moved in with both of those guys was because it was long distance. So I might not have even, no, the 5-year guy, I think eventually we would have moved in together.
Right.
But that's why we moved in together, I think, so quickly for both relationships.
It was long distance, man.
Yeah.
It'll get
you. Okay, you guys sent in a couple questions we're going to answer. The first one is, how do you feel about a pre-first date video chat? I've never actually done it.
I wish it was more common to do that, because I feel like a lot of us would waste so much less time.
I know.
If we had that initial phase. But that's like, is that even okay to ask? Hey, before I waste my time tonight, can we call first? Obviously, well, don't say it like that, but it would be, that's what it sounds like. No matter how you phrase it, that's literally what that would sound like.
Yeah, but it's like a selfless act. It's not just, I don't want to waste my time. It's like, I don't want to waste our time.
Of course.
Like, it would be better for both of us if we video chatted to see if there was a vibe. But also, I think FaceTimes are so intimate.
So intimate.
Like, I'm just like,
it's also just very sexy. Like, so I don't know what it is about a FaceTime. Even if I'm talking to someone that I'm not necessarily sexually attracted to, especially if it's at night and I'm doing something that you're not necessarily supposed to see, not even anything like dirty, no. But if I'm making dinner and I'm like just cutting up something and I'm on FaceTime with someone, it's extremely intimate.
Yeah, I just think it's like a close, like I talk to my close friends and family, like you're in my face. It's called FaceTime. Like we're close.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the idea a lot in theory, but I've never actually done it. And then I posted this TikTok where I was like, it was a trend. All that work and what did it get me, you know?
Yeah.
And I had posted like, talk for 2 weeks, got ready for 2 hours, went on a date, knew in the first 3 minutes that like there wasn't a vibe. And everyone in the comments was like, oh my God, like this is why I don't go out without video chatting first. Like da 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 da. And I'm like, all of you guys, everyone here is sitting there on Hinge being like, hey, want to FaceTime?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
I will say with Airport, I just called him. Like I randomly just FaceTimed him and I was like, hey, what's up?
I mean,
he was like, hey. And he's like a corporate guy. So he was like, oh, like I didn't know we scheduled a FaceTime. I was like, ew. You don't schedule a FaceTime. He didn't care. He was just like, oh, I didn't know we had a FaceTime schedule.
FaceTime on the calendar.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. But that was really nice. Like, I feel like if you're going to call somebody, just call them. You don't have to say, hey, should we, are you free later for just literally FaceTime
plan a FaceTime?
I think you should just FaceTime them.
I know, but it's because it maybe not a FaceTime, maybe a call.
I also don't want to date anyone that I can't randomly FaceTime. So I feel like that's also just a good test if we would get along anyway.
Yeah, but
I'm a FaceTime person.
There's plenty of people I would randomly FaceTime after I know you. It's just weird when it's a stranger.
Really?
I think.
Oh, I don't know.
I probably should do it. But I feel like for whatever reason, maybe I can just read people's vibe and energy quickly. But I'm just like, I pick pretty well. Like, that's why I haven't been on any shitty, like, horrible first dates. Because I'm like, I think I choose wisely.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes us women will know, okay, this guy probably isn't. And then you go anyway, and then that's when you have a bad day.
Yes. Like that happened to me last week when I was like supposed to go out with that guy that had like all the typos. And I was like, there's just something off about this man. Like something's giving me pause.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, nah. But then I didn't tell you about the second date with the guy that I went out with on Friday.
Oh. Secrets. Guys, we just had a conversation about her waiting to tell me she eats until the podcast. And I'm like,
you used to do that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. But anyway.
I would warn you. I'm like, I'm saving something for you for the pod.
True. I mean, I just went out with him. What's today?
Sunday.
Yeah, we went out Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday morning. Nothing happened. Just a kiss.
Oh, you kiss?
Yeah, it was a second date.
Oh,
it's weird if you didn't.
Wait, who is this guy?
The guy that I went out with for 1 hour before I went to
yes,
the Paris
Hilton. Yes, he opened your car door.
Yes.
You guys have been texting. How was the kiss?
I felt nothing.
Damn. No.
I know.
But you said that you didn't know if it was a sexual chemistry or just like more friend vibes.
I know. We had a good time. Like, we went to dinner. It wasn't awkward. Because, you know, I was like, oh, I don't want to do a dinner date. So stiff and like, da-da-da-da. It wasn't stiff. It was cool. We had good conversation. We went to another bar. We were chatting. We have a lot in common. Like, it wasn't weird. And by the time we got to, like, this third bar, we had, like, 5 drinks in us. And it was just, like, obvious that he was going to go on for a kiss when we said bye. Like, I feel like it'd be weird if he didn't. But I think he's just, like, respectful, which is nice. Like, I think he's just, like, polite and respectful.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a polite, respectful kiss.
Ew. I hate, guys, if there's nothing I hate more, it's a polite or respectful kiss. Like, please be polite. Please respect me in every other aspect, but kiss me. Grab. Well, like,
if you're going to go in for it, go for it.
Go for it.
Like, yeah. I didn't want him to stick his tongue down my throat. There was no tongue. Which
no,
is,
of course, but there's just like—
But like, it could have been—
Respectful isn't passionate.
It felt like he was like holding back.
Aw. I would kiss him again if I were you. He's such a nice guy.
I might not see him again. It's almost been 48 hours.
Wait, he didn't do the, I had a great time after the—
He texted me and was like, let me know if you make, like, when you make it home safely.
Did you text him?
Yeah, I texted him. It was like 2:30 in the morning. I was like, hey, I'm home. And he's like, hey, I ended up taking the train because blah, blah, blah. And then we were like, he's like, had a great time. I'm like, yeah, me too. And then like made a joke from the date. And then I said goodnight. And he was like, goodnight. And that was literally like at 3 a.m.
But that was on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's only Sunday.
Look, if you don't text me within 2 days, I'm assuming you're not interested.
But it hasn't been 2 days. Yesterday was the last time you guys
Technically,
talked.
It was Saturday at 3 a.m.
Girl, anyways, I just think it's not that serious. I think you're going to hear from him probably tomorrow.
But I'm like, I don't even know if I want to go on a third date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do, I feel like there was like, there was something underneath. It felt like the whole, he's holding back. Like, I feel like underneath the fluff.
The entire date?
I just feel like his personality is like under there. Like, it just would take a second to like get the real version of him.
I get that.
Which is fair. Like, we're strangers, essentially.
Yeah. Some people just, like, naturally just sew themselves in a situation.
True. But on the date, we're literally about to wrap it up. And this is the second date. And he asked a lot of questions, but he didn't ask anything about, like, super invasive where I would have to tell him I was on a show. We're about to wrap it up. I'm like, okay, I made it through the date without mentioning this. We walk past this freaking bar. And this drunk, tiny little gay man goes, Chelsea! And I was like, no, 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 no. He was like, Chelsea, oh my God, from the— This is how dramatic he was, dead ass. He was like, oh my God, from The Bachelor, can I have a picture? Can I have a picture? He's running down the sidewalk. I didn't tell this man. He was like, I was like, so I was on The Bachelor.
I love that. I never tell anyone about the shows until I have to, and it's in the moment, and it's in our faces.
Well, that man was in our face. Mm. Mm. Okay.
My verdict is to kiss him again.
I might—
We ain't doing nothing else.
It just feels like every time I go on a date now, like, I end the date thinking, like, if I never saw him again, I'd be okay.
Damn.
That's, like, the verdict for every date I go on. I'm like, that was fun. Like, it was fine. I wasn't doing anything else on a Friday night. But if he never texts me, that's okay.
That's why I haven't gone on a date. Like, there hasn't even been anyone I've felt, like, texting back. So I'm like, I'm not going to go out to dinner with you.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
This was a very random episode.
It was a little random.
Yeah.
All right. Wrap it up.
So whether you're in the streets.
In the house.
Around the sidewalk.
Always welcome here.
Come on, babe.
Bye, guys.
Bye.